Now, those of you with an iPhone or one of these new fangled touchscreen phones, you'll know all about apps. With over a quarter of a million available, there's now one built specifically for people living or visiting our county. They're basically little computer programs that you have on your phone, and you can click on these little computer programs and they unveil all that's in there. Now, one of these little programs, these apps, is Explore Gloucestershire. It's a website offering information about what's going on. They're behind the launch of this new app that's free for anyone with an iPhone to download. Here's our reporter, Kate Davis.
Not so long ago, if you fancied going to the theatre, you'd have to trawl through your local paper looking for listings. If you couldn't find anything, then you'd have to trawl through the phone book, give the box office a ring and find out what they had on. Then, if you fancied taking your children to the farm park for a nice day out, you'd have to, again, trawl through the phone book or even call into your local tourist information centre. Then things became a lot easier. The wonder of the World Wide Web was launched, where everything we ever wanted to know was at our fingertips. Finding out when the next comedy club was on to cheer us all up was easy, and deciding which bonfire night we were going to was a doddle, as there were so many to choose from. Well, now technology has turned another corner, and there's another way of finding things out in Gloucestershire.
Hi, I'm Jerry Davis.
I'm Karen.
What have you got on your iPhone that's brand new?
It's an app for Gloucestershire for tourism, leisure and recreation. It features places to go, stay, visit.
There should be something for everybody. We do a lot of activities for children throughout the school holidays. We do a lot of events for Easter, Halloween, fireworks and Christmas.
So how did you come up with this idea then? Whose idea was it?
When I got my first iPhone, I sat going through all the apps that I could, thinking, oh, these are brilliant. And there was one that I came across. It was really easy to use. It found out where you were, and then it would tell you events or places near to where you were. So I said to Jerry, wouldn't it be great for us to have one of these? And the rest is ancient history.
So let's go on to the app then. If you just...
You can see from the screen there that it's split into news, what's on, places, offers. It's all topical news about Gloucestershire tourism, etc. Click on there. You can see that it's listed there, November, and you just scroll down and down and down. And the beauty about the app is that the inbuilt GPS system, it will pick up where you are. So if you're in Cirencester and you're looking for an event, it will find one close to you, give the miles, how many miles it is away from you. And that also applies to sort of restaurants and hotels too. At the top, you can also see that it's split into Gloucester, Cheltenham, Cotswolds, Forestdene and Seven Vales. So, say, for instance, you just want to visit an attraction in Cotswolds, Bourton-on-the-Water, 12.5 miles away. There's a lot out there that locals don't know about the county, and this gives you a good idea of what there is to offer. And obviously, people who are, say, coming in from London, Bristol, whatever, they can find the app, download it, have a look, and get a good feel as to what we have to offer.
The new iPhone app, I've just downloaded it myself actually, exploregloucestershire.co.uk. If you type that in, if you want to download it yourself, you've got an iPhone, you get to the front screen, news, what's on places, I'm going to what's on, and then you can go to Gloucester, Cheltenham, Cotswolds, Forest. Very, very good. And it's all based where we live. Check it out for yourself if you're lucky enough to have an iPhone. I'm just getting into my iPhone. I'm starting to do things like download apps and starting to understand what it's all about, but quite addictive when you get into it.